Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, a rare Sunday night edition of Bronco Basketball as the College of the Ozarks in town to take on the Hastings College women's basketball team. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman, and coach sitting at 7-7 in the season. And now we play the College of the Ozarks. This is the eighth ranked team in the country. We've kind of developed a long distance rivalry with this group.
You know, it does. It kind of started in the national tournament. We had a couple of great games with them 3 or 4 years ago, great semifinal games and so forth. Then we both kind of had scheduling problems and ended up calling each other, and now it's pretty much a rivalry that we've continued all the way through. And they're coming up here, and then in another day or two they go over to Concordia as well. So they're picking up a couple of GPAC schools. If you look at their schedule, they've been to Indiana, Illinois, South Dakota, now Nebraska. So I think they're trying to get some frequent driving mileage.
Well, emotionally, we got to be concerned about how our team is going to approach this one. Naturally, the students are gone for the holidays. They're getting ready to head into the holiday break. And then we take a few days off before Christmas, or before New Year's gets here. You had all concerned about how emotionally we're going to be ready for this game?
Well, we've had good practices this week, so I feel a little more comfortable in that aspect. But yes, it's always a problem when you play non-conference games after you've gotten into the conference for a while. It's always a problem to see which team might be looking toward going home a little bit earlier. We've seen that even in conference play sometimes, that game before Thanksgiving. There's some crazy scores sometimes with that ball game. Teams leave a little early even though the game was scheduled. So, you know, we'll have to see what we do. But again, I'm hoping that we've continued working, that we're developing into the kind of a ball team that shows up every single night and competes every single night.
Hastings got back to the 500 mark with a win the other day against Briar Cliff. So now we have a chance maybe to get back on the national scene. We see the 8th-ranked team here tonight. We got the 10th-ranked coming up on the January 1st in Sterling down in the tournament in Kansas. So a good chance for you maybe to get back into the national ranking.
Well, it is. That's what we've been talking about, is that we dug ourselves this hole. And little by little, we've been pulling ourselves out of it. We're not quite eye level with the top of it yet, but these next three games could go a long ways into getting us back into not necessarily the spotlight, but to consideration. And then you get back into conference and do a good job in the conference, and then you can work your way back into the national tournament. But these next three games in particular, because two of the three are against nationally ranked teams, and College of the Ozarks is one of those teams that if you get a win against them, everybody notices that.
Coach, the last outing is 72-62 win over Briar Cliff the other day. Probably played as well as we have since maybe the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it was. You got to go back to the first four ball games when we had Davenport and Mayville and Iowa Wesleyan. I liked how we really tore up their hard press. I thought we did a great job considering that's been one of our weaknesses. Still too many turnovers in the half court. But if you take away those last four threes that they hit, we really defended them awfully well, and they would have maybe even finished right around 50 points instead of the 62. But they hit some tough threes in the last minute and a half. Didn't really get them back into the ball game, but made the score a lot closer than it was, and gave them 62 points instead of, like I said, maybe the low 50s. And that would have been a signature win for us then at that point of the season.
Well, the star for us in that ball game was Brittany Wong. She had been averaging 5 points per ball game. Comes up with 20 in the ball game against Briar Cliff.
Well, you know, Brittany is a big part of our attacking presses, and with her speed and quickness, what we want to do is get her the ball with any kind of a window is all she needs, and she's gone to the basket. And her and Sophia have really been playing well together lately in the break situation. Alicia does a great job of grabbing a rebound and looking deep instantly, and so we've started getting some of those easy baskets that we weren't getting during that stretch when we were struggling to win, and we were struggling to score even 60 points on those nights.
But the Broncos lead the conference right now in rebounding, and you got the job done against the Chargers, 58-36. You own the boards against the Briar Cliff.
You know, that's been the surprise of it all. We've worked hard on our boxing out and making sure that we're not giving up that 16 offensive boards that we had done earlier in the year. The byproduct of it seems to be that we've become a lot more aggressive going to the offensive boards as well. There's a couple of factors involved in it. We're running more, which means we're getting people in mismatches and so forth. But I just that's one phase of the game that we knew we had to work on, but it's quietly gotten a lot better.
Okay, the College of the Ozarks in here tonight to take on Hastings College. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Bonds Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Bonds Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Bonds Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get set for Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The College of the Ozarks out of Point Lookout, Missouri, in town to take on Hastings College at a women's ball game tonight. Coach, the opponents, 8 wins, 3 losses on the season. Actually, this is a good basketball team. They've been in the Elite Eight of the national tournament, I think, 6 straight years.
Yeah, they're an outstanding team. They're always well coached. There's always great athletes on the floor. They always match up well with us in the post. They're one of the few teams that really, you know, even last year when we had Lindsay and Alicia, and we were a mismatch for most of the teams in the GPAC. They had an answer for it in both of their posts. And so we're teams that are very similar with each other. We both start with our inside game. We both feel that's the strength of our team, but we've got good outside shooters. And so it'll be interesting to see how this one comes out, because I think offensively, defensively, rebound-wise, we really do match up with each other well.
Yeah, if you sit the statistics side by side offensively, they are almost carbon copy of what we have. They're a little bit better defensively, but again, two evenly matched ball clubs here tonight.
Yeah, that's why I say it probably will come down to some individual having a good game. We talked about Brittany in the Briarcliff game and how she had an exceptional game. We have to make sure they don't have someone who's maybe their third, fourth, or fifth score suddenly have a 20-point night against us. And in turn, we need somebody to break out for us. And we know Alicia is going to, you know, have a great matchup with her person. We know that Bia will do her thing. Courtney, Frankie, someone along that line has to have a breakout game for us, in the sense of be a surprise, and because I think points are going to be tough to come by tonight.
Well, their go-to person is Morgan Smith. She's a 6-foot sophomore. She scored 22 points against us a year ago, and she's averaging right about 15 points per ball game. Talk about her as a player.
Well, Morgan likes to hang around the perimeter a lot. She's a very good low post player, but her strength is really just catching and shooting the ball at 15, 16 feet. Last year, we got behind, I think, 12, 15 points in the first half, went to a zone, got ahead by 5, and then Morgan hit some key buckets that got them the lead and eventually was the win for them. So we have to watch her, whether we're playing man or zone, popping into areas, catching, and then just shooting over the top of us. If we go to the zone, we really have to be cognizant of where she's at, because she's a great 15-foot shooter.
And the second leading scorer is Tara LaRue. She's a 5-foot-11-inch junior. Pretty well held her down last year, but she scored 15 points in the semifinal game of the 2008-2009 ball game against Hastings. Talk about her.
Well, she's an interesting matchup, because sometimes she'll come down at point guard, sometimes she comes down at the wing. She'll go in and post you up. So no matter who we put on her, they feel they can do something to counter it. And so, you know, we'll start out with Brittany guarding her and doing what she can, but if there's a lot of post-up action, we may have to go to the zone fairly quickly.
All right, keys in the small game tonight to knock off the seed.
Well, I think an early lead is going to be a big key, at least for us, because, again, the games that we've been playing well in, we got out to a fast start. We made people chase us all game long, and we were able to hold on to it. I don't think we want to do what they did 2 years ago, and I think they were up on us 16 points at halftime, and we came out with a 20-4 run the second half and ended up winning the game. But I don't think we want to try that same strategy this year.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and the College of the Ozarks tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. A rare Sunday night edition of Hastings College Basketball Tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got a women's ball game on tap for you tonight. Should be a good one as the 8th-ranked College of the Ozarks Bobcats in town to take on Hastings College tonight. College of the Ozarks under head coach George Wilson come in a record of 8 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're coming off of a win over Culver Stockton by the score of 84-52. Their 3 losses so far this year have been to the University of St. Francis at Indiana, the final of 80-79. They've also lost to William Woods University, 65-63. That was a buzzer beater there as College of the Ozarks losing that ball game. They've also lost to Missouri Baptist by the score of 77-66. But College of the Ozarks, if you've been following women's college basketball the past several years, this is a team that is one of the elites. In fact, they have been to the Elite Eight of the NAIA Division II National Tournament 6 straight years. Hastings College and the College of the Ozarks have played several times in the past several years. Hastings won the national championship in 2006 with a victory over the College of the Ozarks in the championship ball game. During the 2007-2008 season, Ozarks knocked off Hastings in the semifinals of the national tournament by the score of 79-75 in overtime. Then Ozarks went into the championship ball game and lost to Northwestern for the title. We played this team twice in the 2008-2009 season, once during the regular season, 76-73 win for Hastings, and then the Broncos beat the College of the Ozarks in the semifinals of the national tournament, 75-60. Hastings then lost to Morningside in the championship ball game, 68-63. Last year, we played this team as well. We lost to Ozarks down in Point Lookout, Missouri by the score of 65-63. So we talked to head coach Jeff Dittman during the pregame show. It's kind of turned out to be a long-standing rivalry between the College of the Ozarks and Hastings. The Broncos come in a record of 7 wins, 7 losses on the season. Hastings has won their last 2 ball games now. Hastings picking up wins over Concordia and Briarcliff, probably playing their best ball game of the season in the contest against Briarcliff, where we knocked off the Chargers the other day by 10, 72-62. Brittany Wong had 20 points in the ball game for Hastings College. So we're set to go women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. College of the Ozarks will go with Megan Jewell, a 5'7" senior. Also Tara LaRue, a 5'11" junior. Miranda Vaught is a 5'7" junior. Morgan Hinkey, is a 5'11" junior. And Morgan Smith, a 6-foot sophomore. Hastings goes with their usual starting lineup tonight. Sophia McDermott, the 5'3" junior. Also Brittany Wong, the 5'3" sophomore. Frankie Peterson, the 5'9" freshman. Courtney Spahn, the 5'9" junior. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" junior in the ball game here tonight. So Hastings College and the College of the Ozarks here this evening. Bobcats averaging 75 points per ball game offense. They're giving up only 61 on defense. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white with a crimson trim. Just the opposite for the College of the Ozarks. They're in their crimson tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. We're set to go. Alicia Stadler up against Morgan Smith to begin the ball game. The center circle, the ball is in the air, and the tip controlled by Hastings College. College of the Ozarks, traditionally a very, very good defensive basketball team. Here's a Frankie Peterson on the wing, out of top to Brittany Wong. Wong looking to penetrate, goes over on the wing on the right side of Sophia McDermott. Sophia now to Frankie Peterson. It's a man-to-man defense for the College of the Ozarks. On the left side, here's Courtney Spahn. Spahn moves it to Brittany Spahn. Now to Sophia McDermott, and her shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott hits one for Hastings College, a 3-pointer from just the left of the circle, and it's 3-0. Hastings College out on top here in the ball game. Here's Megan Jewell now for the College of the Ozarks. Goes over to Hickey on that far side. Now back under the top of the key. Here's a shot taken from the free throw line. It's no good by Tara LaRue. And the rebound comes down to Alicia Stadler for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Sophia McDermott. Hastings with a 3-0 lead. Here's Spahn for 3. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Miranda Vaught. for the College of the Ozarks. Bobcats hustle into the forecourt to Jewell. Her shot for three is no good. Gets her own rebound down there in the corner. Comes out on top to Miranda Vaught. Back down in the corner to Megan Jewell. Entry pass to get it inside. Here's a shot up and in. Morgan Smith, she is their leading scorer on the ball club, averaging 14.6 points per ball game. She had 22 points against us a season ago. 3-2 is the score. Hastings College with a one-point lead. They go inside to Stadler. She goes up, and a jump ball is called. A jump ball is called as Miranda Vaught comes from her blind side and ties her up. Good job there by the College of the Ozarks. The possession arrow pointing in favor of the Bobcats. So Hastings turns them all over here. 18-34 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the College of the Ozarks. Final score at 3-2. Morgan Hickey with the ball. Comes out on top to Tara LaRue. Back inside. Here's a shot by Smith. No good. Tip try is up there. No good by Hickey. Rebound again by Megan Jewell of the College of the Ozarks. Bobcats maintain control. Miranda Vaught to LaRue. Down near side to Hickey. Her shot for three is no good. Finally, the rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Peterson gets the ball ahead to Sophia McDermott. Now to Brittany Wong on the far sideline. Wong dribbling with it, comes inside, feeds down here to Frankie Peterson, and she drives the baseline and a traveling violation is called on Peterson. Second turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. We have played about, 2 minutes in the contest. 3-2 is the score. Hastings out on top of the 8th-ranked Bobcats from the College of the Ozarks, a team making a pre-Christmas swing through the Cornhusker State from Point Lookout, Missouri. They'll play Concordia University tomorrow in Seward. Entry pass to Smith. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Wong for Hastings. Brittany runs her back the other way for the Broncos to Sophia McDermott. Her shot for 3 is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Peterson. She drives up baseline. Gives it off to Alicia Stadler. Her shot from point blank range is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tara LaRue. LaRue has got it now for Ozarks. Back the other way. Drives down the right side of the way. And her shot off the window is good and she's fouled. Tara LaRue takes it the distance there for the College of the Ozarks, she gets the field goal, and she is fouled in the play. And now the Bobcats have the advantage over Hastings, and it's 4-3. Personal fouls whistled on Courtney Spahn for Hastings. That's going to be her first, and the first team foul in the Broncos. So 4-3, the Bobcats out on top. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there, and it hangs on the back iron and falls off of the right side. No good. So 4-3, Hastings now down for the first time in this ball game. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball for the Broncos. Goes over to Wong on the wing. Now into the top of the key to Frankie Peterson and Sophia McDermott on the wing. Out to Courtney Spahn, top of the key. They work at left side of the wing to Peterson. Down on the baseline, her shot's off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Tara LaRue. A Bobcats runner back the other way. LaRue all the way. Her shot off of the glass is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Peterson gets the ball away now to Brittany Wong. Wong into the forecourt to Courtney Spahn, and a traveling violation is called on Spahn. Three turnovers now in Hastings College here in the ballgame. 16:47 to play in the first half. 4-3 is the score. So into the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Cammy Breckman in for Courtney Spahn. Cammy Breckman into the ballgame now, a 5'9" freshman out of Roseland, played at Silver Lake, averaging 2 points, 2.8 rebounds per game. 4-3, the 8th-ranked College of the Ozarks have the lead over Hastings College. Here's Miranda Vaught with the ball. At the top of the key, goes over to Megan Jewell. Now inside again. That's Smith. She goes to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Alicia Stadler. Gets it to Sophia McDermott on the fly. Here's Wong. Her shot is up there. No good at driving layup. And the rebound comes down to Megan Jewell. Jewell brings it back across the midcourt stripe here. Right-handed dribble. The Broncos in the man-to-man defense. There's Miranda Vaught. Comes over here to Tara LaRue. And a traveling violation is called on LaRue. First turnover now on the College of the Ozarks. Into the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Melissa Thompson. Thompson checks in for Frankie Peterson. So Melissa Thompson, the 5'11" sophomore, out of Papillion into the ball game now. Thompson averaging 1 point, one rebound per game. We played 4 minutes. The College of the Ozarks have a 4-3 lead over Hastings College. Here's Brittany Wong, drives the ball into the lane, gives it away to Sophia McDermott, takes it to the free throw line. McDermott now to a Cammy Breckman on the wing. Cammy dribbles once, comes out now to the top of the key to Brittany Wong. Now to Sophia McDermott, right side of the lane. Down in the corner to Breckman. She lobs it inside to Stadler. The ball poked away from her, out of bounds. Morgan Hickey knocked the ball out of the hands of Alicia Stadler. So Hastings College will play things in. Only 5 seconds left in the shot clock here. They'll play it into the corner to Alicia Stadler. Back outside to Brittany Wong. Here's a pass to the free throw line to Thompson. And a traveling violation is called on Thompson. That is the 4th turnover already on Hastings College here in the ballgame. The Broncos have been averaging 20 turnovers per ball game. 4-3, Ozarks with a one-point lead over Hastings College here tonight. Women's college basketball. There's Morgan Hickey with the ball. Comes out to Megan Jewell. She comes across the top to Tara LaRue. She takes off, drives for the hole. Her shot no good. She's hammered on the arm. Foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Lisa Stadler. First foul on Stadler. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Tara LaRue for the College of the Ozarks. LaRue, a 5'11" junior from Bergman, Arkansas. She is averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game, a 51% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. LaRue will have one more. College of the Ozarks hitting 61% of their free throw tosses so far this year, 43% from the field, and 35% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. She misses another one. She's now 0-3 from the free throw line. The score is still 4-3. The College of the Ozarks with the lead here. Sophia McDermott comes to Melissa Thompson. Now to Cammie Bruckman. Dribbles once, comes back out on top. Here's Brittany Wong for three. Her shot good from the top of the key. Brittany Wong hits the three ball. She had 20 the other day in their last ball game against Briar Cliff. And now we got a traveling violation on LaRue. Tara LaRue brought the ball across the midcourt stripe and then stopped. A little indecision out there, and she's whistled with a traveling violation. Two turnovers now in the College of the Ozarks. Hastings College with a two-point lead, 6-4 is the score. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Brittany Wong down in the corner to McDermott. She's whistled for the traveling violation. Sophia McDermott receives the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Had a little hop there before she took off with a shot, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. It's five turnovers now on Hastings. 6-4 is the score. Hastings now with a two-point lead. They go in the high post now to Morgan Smith. Comes over to Tara LaRue. Out to Miranda Vaught. Goes over on the wing on the left side. That's a Megan Jewell with the ball. Hastings still in their man-to-man defense. Tara LaRue back to the left side to Jewell. Her shot for three is good. Megan Jewell hits the three ball. She's a 45% three-point shooter out there. She was wide open and she cans it. 7-6 is the score. Now the College of the Ozarks have the lead. 14 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Sophia McDermott out to Brittany Wong. They hammer it inside. It's tipped away from Peterson. Picked up in the corner by McDermott. Brings it up high on the block. Comes back out to Brittany Wong. Wong now to Cammie Bruckman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bruckman is cut off. Throws it inside. They get it to Raylene Bushow, who's into the ball game now. Puts up a shot left-handed from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Smith of the College of the Ozarks. They come back quickly. Here's a shot by Vaught from three that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Raylene Bush out for Hastings. A quick pace here in this first half between Hastings and the College of the Ozarks. Brittany Wong has got it now for Hastings in the half-court offense. Dribbling with the ball. Sends it down in the corner to a Sophia McDermott. Now to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman goes to the free throw line. Here's Melissa Thompson. Thompson over to Brittany Wong. Holds it. Comes out on top. Wide open. Cammie Bruckman. Her shot is up and in. Cammie Bruckman was left wide open out there. She nails a three-pointer for the Broncos. And Hastings goes out on top now by a score of 9-7. 13 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Morgan Smith with the ball to Tara LaRue. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball chased down in the corner by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Brittany brings it back, right-handed dribble. Long pass down to four. They get it to Melissa Thompson. Can't put up a shot. Goes to Sophia McDermott. Looking to penetrate. She's cut off. Comes out to Brittany Wong. Now to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman dribbles once. Comes across the top. Now to Brittany Wong. Entry pass. They get it to Melissa Thompson at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Bushow. Her shot is up and in. Raylene Bushow scores. And Hastings College now has a four-point lead. 11-7 is the score with 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play. There's an entry pass to Morgan Smith right at the free throw line to Tara LaRue. Drives the baseline, cut off, comes back out to the elbow. There's a shot by Morgan Smith, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Melissa Thompson gets the rebound to Sophia McDermott, now to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman comes out to Wong. Wong dribbling. Cuts it to the free throw line, now to Sophia McDermott for three. Shot is up and in. That's the second three-pointer by Sophia McDermott. And Hastings College has built a seven-point lead here over the eighth-ranked team in the country, the College of the Ozarks. 14-7 is the score. Here's Miranda Vaught. Vaught goes to Megan Jewell, now to Tara LaRue. The Jewell back to the left side, a three-pointer, put up the left side by Miranda Vaught is up and in. We are raining three-pointers in this one here tonight. 14-10 is the score. Hastings now with a four-point lead in this one. Cammie Bruckman has got it now for Hastings. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Contact made, and Tara LaRue is going to be hit with a personal foul. First foul on LaRue, and the first team foul on the College of the Ozarks. Here comes a slew of people in. We got Emily Walker coming in. Kelsey Combs is going to come in now for the College of the Ozarks. Checking in for Hastings College is going to be a Courtney Spahn as she checks back in there, as well as Alicia Stadler. 14-10, Hastings with a four-point lead. Sophia McDermott plays things in. It's going to be tipped back out of bounds. So Kelsey Combs now into the ball game for the College of the Ozarks. She's the younger sister of Kaylee Combs, who played here for the College of the Ozarks the past several years. Here's a long-range jumper by Quincy King for a three, and her shot is up and in. Quincy King nails a three ball from right in front of the Ozarks bench. Hastings has got a seven-point lead. It is 17-10. The Broncos shooting the ball well in this first half. There's Tara LaRue with the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line and gives it up to Kelsey Combs. To LaRue. They get it inside to Morgan Smith. Now left side to Emily Walker. To LaRue at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Tara LaRue, a 51% shooter from the field. She's averaging 11.5 points per ball game. And it's now a 17-12 ball game. Hastings College has got a 5-point lead here in this one. Sophia McDermott comes to Courtney Spahn. Now to Cammy Breckman. Lobs it inside. Stadler grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Alicia Stadler, the product from Grand Island Central Catholic, gets her first field goal in the ball game. Hastings College has built a 7-point lead again, 19-12. And now George Wilson, the veteran, up in front of the Ozarks bench. He wants to call a timeout. 10 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 19 and the College of the Ozarks 12.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
1230 KHAS.
By the way, if you're in the area tonight, free admission to the ball game here, kind of the Christmas present the Broncos giving to the community here tonight. So free admission. You can see two of the top teams in women's college basketball squaring off here tonight. A rare Sunday night ball game between the 8th-ranked College of the Ozarks and Hastings College. Hastings College has built a 7-point lead. It is 19-12. Ozarks, they have the basketball. Here's Combs dribbling inside. Gets rid of it now. Down on the baseline to a Morgan Smith. Back outside to Emily Walker. Comes to the near side to Combs. Now to Walker. They work it back around to Hickey. Then down in the corner. Here's a shot put up there and in. Ren Wiebe scores. Long-range two-pointer from deep in the left corner. Wiebe just checked in there. 5'11" freshman out of Lawrence, Kansas. 19-14. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Breckman for three. Shot no good. Rebound Kelsey Combs for the College of the Ozarks. Runs a back left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here on the right side to Hickey. Hickey comes back out between the rings to Walker. Now down on the baseline to Wiebe. Back out on the wing. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Kelsey Combs hits a three ball for the College of the Ozarks. And just like that, the Bobcats back to within 2 points. 19-17 is the score. Now just under 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's a Sophia McDermott, now to Quincy King, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Breckman. Lobs it down in the corner on the right side to Courtney Spahn. Brings it up high on the block and then feeds to the top of the key. Here's a shot by Sophia McDermott. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Combs. Combs left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Works out top against a Sophia McDermott. Bounce pass to Emily Walker. Walker now down to Smith. Morgan Smith works against Alicia Stadler. Out on top now, this is Kelsey Combs with the ball. Back to Morgan Smith. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good off of the baseline. Ball is loose on the far side. It goes in the corner, and we've got a jump ball called. And now, let's see, a jump ball is called, and it's going to be Hastings basketball as Breckman was down there fighting for it with Wiebe of the College of the Ozarks. 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half, 19-17. Hastings leading by 2 points. Sophia McDermott will bring the ball back now for Hastings. Stops. Comes here to a Frankie Peterson, who's back into the ball game. Now to Breckman. Free throw line extended left side. Breckman looking in the paint. Nothing there. Dribbles to the top of the key. Then goes to Quincy King. Now down to Frankie Peterson in the corner. Frankie picked up there by Ren Wiebe of the College of the Ozarks. Now to Breckman. Dribbles into the paint. Puts it up there left-handed. The shot no good. Stadler tips the ball down in the corner and is picked up by Breckman. Breckman now to King. Cross-court pass to Sophia McDermott. Drives inside, running one-hander is good. McDermott scores. She's got 8 points in the basketball game tonight. And the Broncos are back out to a four-point lead, 21-17. Here's Wiebe with the ball. Wiebe now to Combs. This Smith at the free throw line. Goes over to the far side, down to Hickey. Hickey back down to Morgan Smith as she backs up against Stadler. Her shot is up there good. Morgan Smith scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. She averages 14.6 on the season. She's their leading scorer. 21-19, Hastings College with a two-point lead. Here's Cammie Breckman. Left side of the lane, comes back out on top. Wide open, Quincy King for three. She buries that one. Quincy King nails her second three-pointer of the ball game. Well, Broncos shooting their eyes out of the basket here. 24-19 is the score. Hastings now with a five-point lead. Here's a Kelsey Combs with the ball. Kelsey comes over here to a Morgan Hickey behind the screen. Down to a Wiebe at the top of the key. Jams it inside to Morgan Smith. Smith puts up a shot over Stadler. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Cammie Breckman with the ball for Hastings College down the right sideline to McDermott. McDermott stops. Ball high above her head. Comes out now to Peterson at the top of the key. Left side, King. Down in the corner, Breckman holds it now. Cammie dribbles once. Comes out now to Sophia McDermott on the wing. Dribbles inside. The ball tipped away. She picks it back up. Goes to Quincy King on the wing. Now to Breckman. Goes inside. Her shot is up there. No good. She's hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to go on Morgan Hickey of the College of the Ozarks. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number two on the Bobcats in the first half. 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half, 24-19. And going to the free throw line will be Breckman, 73% foul shooter in the season. And if Shana's up there, it's going to be no good. Hastings now as a team hitting 43% from the field, 35% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. Breckman now 11 out of 16 from the line on the season. She's averaging 2 points and almost three rebounds per game. The product out of Silver Lake. Her shot is up there. It is good. So Breckman hits one out of two. Hastings now has a 25-19 lead. Breckman will check out. Back into the ball game, Melissa Thompson now for Hastings. So the Broncos have a six-point lead. Hastings is led by as many as, seven so far in this first half. There's a bounce pass inside to Jennifer Nichols. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from right in front of the basket. Rebound comes down to Wong. Streaking down the left sideline. Nice pass to Peterson. Puts it up for the shot. No good, but she's fouled into play. Tara LaRue picks up the personal foul for the College of the Ozarks. So Brittany Wong streaks down the near sideline. They fed right into the lane there to Frankie Peterson, who draws the personal foul. Now Peterson goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings now 1 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Frankie is 58% from the line this year, 20 out of 34. 25-19, Hastings College with a 6-point lead with 7:08 to play. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound to Combs. So the College of the Ozarks come back the other way. Here's a Wiebe from the corner. Her shot from 15 is no good. And the rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener, who's into the ball game. Now to Wong. Wong pass down to 4 to Thompson. Now to King in the corner. Brings it up to the elbow right side. Her shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Tara LaRue of the College of the Ozarks. The Bobcats come back the other way. LaRue drives it down the left side of the lane. We're going to have a foul called here as Melissa Thompson was riding her all the way down to 4. And finally, Thompson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Only the third team foul on Hastings here in the first half. So non-shooting situation. Ozarks will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Miranda Vaught comes back into the ball game now. Ren Wiebe will check out. It'll be the College of the Ozarks inbounding baseline right side underneath their own hole here. Hastings out on top by a score of 25-19. Here's Vaught out here in three-point territory. Entry pass. They get it to LaRue at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there over Thompson. No good. Ball being tapped around and is picked up by Quincy King. King down the near sideline for the Broncos. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it down to Brittany Wong, dribbles to the top of the key. The King on the right side, a three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Miranda Vaught. Vaught down the right sideline now, gets the ball ahead to Megan Jewell. Jewell picked up by Wong. Here's a pass in the lane, nobody home. It is intercepted there by Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Third turnover on the College of the Ozarks. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Backs up out into three-point territory. Comes across the top of the key to Frankie Peterson. Now to Quincy King. King comes over here to Thompson. Lobs it down low to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener goes down in the corner on the right side. That's Quincy King. Dribbles the ball to the elbow. Down to Frankie Peterson. A three-pointer put up there and in. Frankie Peterson hits another tray there for Hastings College. And it's now a 28-19 ball game. Hastings College with a 9-point lead. 5:40 to play here in this contest. Megan Jewell. We're in the first half, by the way. Megan Jewell now to Kelsey Combs. They get it inside. That's at Jennifer Nichols. Kicks it out on the wing to Jewell now. Megan Jewell picked up there by King. Hastings defensively. Tara LaRue brings it back to the right wing to Megan Jewell. Jewell dribbles once. Now to the top of the key. They get it to Kelsey Combs. Now inside to Jennifer Nichols. And a foul is called on Sweener as Nichols goes up for the shot. Laurel Sweener picks up her first personal foul. It's team foul number four on Hastings. This will be a shooting situation, though, as Jennifer Nichols goes to the free throw line for the College of the Ozarks. Nichols, a 5'8" senior from Republic, Missouri. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. First point in the ball game for Jennifer Nichols. She's a 42% foul shooter in the season. Sweener comes out. Here comes Stadler back in. Also checking out of the ball game for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. Coming back in is going to be Courtney Spahn. 28-20, Hastings with an 8-point lead. Here's the next shot by Nichols. It's off of the side iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson gets the ball ahead to King in the corner. Quincy King dribbles out into three-point territory to Spahn. Inside is Stadler. Now to Frankie Peterson. Drives the baseline. Shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Tara LaRue. LaRue down the left sideline. Right-handed dribble. Stops here at the top of the key now. The Kelsey Combs drives it down the left side of the lane. A shot over King is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Frankie Peterson back the other way for the Broncos. Peterson spins, now drives it down the lane. Dishes off down low to Stadler. Shot no good. Stadler had the rebound, had it knocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by Megan Jewell. Jewell has got it for the College of the Ozarks. Down the left sideline to Kelsey Combs. Kelsey Combs picked up there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Combs comes over here on the right side to Vaught. Her shot for three is an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of the eighth-ranked team in the country, the College of the Ozarks, 28-20. And now George Wilson wants to burn his second timeout here in the first half. So we've got a timeout, 4:27 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings, 28. College of the Ozarks, 20.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball coming your way tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College men's basketball team, they played yesterday down in Oklahoma. The Broncos losing to Mid-America University down there. Hastings dropping an 86-84 decision. Mid-America Christian, officially, 86-84. Hastings dropping that ball game. So the men now 5-10 on the season, still 2-4 in the conference. Talk about more about that ball game coming up at halftime today. 28-20 is the score. Hastings out on top. Broncos have the ball. Cammie Bruckman has got it for the Broncos. Now to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles into the lane. Contact made. Jump ball is going to be called. Jump ball is going to be called here, but the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. The Broncos will maintain control. 4:13 to play in the first half. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Broncos will inbound. They get it to a Cammie Bruckman, and her shot is going to be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Hastings went backside. You heard head coach Jeff Dittman yelling for that. Hastings went that way, but Bruckman had her shot blocked out of bounds. So Hastings will play it in again. Bruckman this time from the corner has it tipped away and it's going to be taken away. Taken away here by Miranda Vaught. But she has it tipped away, and it's picked up by Hastings. So the two teams trade turnovers here. Here's Cammie Bruckman from deep in the left corner. Her shot is put up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Stadler. Foul shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler gets the foul. She's got 4 points in the ballgame, and Hastings has built a 10-point lead. The Broncos 30, and the Bobcats 20. Here's a long-range jumper from the left side. It's up and in, a three-pointer. Megan Jewell. Megan Jewell hits her second three ball there for the Bobcats. It's now 30-23. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Brittany Wong has got it. Brittany out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes over here to Cammie Breckman. Now to Courtney Spahn. Her shot for three is good again. Courtney Spahn hits a three ball. It's now a 33-23 ball game. Hastings matches their biggest lead of the ball game. We're down to 3:17 to play here in the first half. Megan Jewell comes out top of the key to Miranda Vaught. Now to Tara LaRue. Contact made. And we're going to have a three-second violation on Hastings. Nope, three-second violation on the College of the Ozarks. That's going to be the fifth turnover on Ozarks here in this first half. Hastings with six. Sophia McDermott comes into the ball game, and coming out will be Quincy King. 3:09 remaining here in the first half. Hastings College has built a 10-point lead, 33-23 over the College of the Ozarks. Sophia McDermott with the ball for Hastings to Brittany Wong. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles behind a screen from Stadler. That is Sophia McDermott. Here's Courtney Spahn. Spahn, now to Cammie Breckman. Left side of the lane. Breckman with the ball high above her head. Now drives the ball toward the hole. Stomps on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Stadler tipping the ball around. It's picked up by Breckman. Her shot on the baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the College of the Ozarks. Hastings misses a couple of easy opportunities right there. Megan Jewell with the ball now at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the left side to Kelsey Combs. They work it inside to Smith, and her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Morgan Smith gets the field goal, and a foul is going to go on Stadler of Hastings. Morgan now with 6 points in the ball game. Stadler picks up her second personal. That's going to be team foul number five on the Broncos here in the first half. Stadler will come out. End of the ball game now will be Raylene Bushall. So Bushall comes in. Stadler is out. Morgan Smith to the free throw line. 73% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. So a three-point play there for Morgan Smith. It's now a 33-26 ball game. Hastings with a seven-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Cammie Breckman. Free throw line extended left side. Breckman comes out to a Wong at the top of the key. Wong dribbling with it. Trying to get away. Drives it now to the left side of the lane. Goes down in the corner to a Courtney Spahn. Spahn comes out to Sophia McDermott. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It goes out of bounds. And let's see. They say it was last touch by the College of the Ozarks. Last touch by Tara LaRue. So Hastings will play things in. Here comes Morgan Hickey into the ball game now for Ozarks. Coming out will be LaRue. 2:02 left here in this first half. Hastings with a 7-point lead, 33-26. Hastings will inbound. Brittany Wong, rather Sophia McDermott, looking to play things in. And a 5-second violation is called. A good defense there by the College of the Ozarks. Sophia McDermott unable to inbound the basketball there for Hastings. But now Ozarks will come back as we've hit the 2-minute mark here. Kelsey Combs across the midcourt stripe. They get it to a Miranda Vaught now inside. Here's a shot by Smith. Is up and in. Morgan Smith now with 9 points in the ball game as she goes to work over Raylene Bushow. 33-28. As Ozarks has cut that lead down to 5 points now. Hastings had a 10-point lead just a little while ago. Here's Wong with the ball at the top of the key. Drives it inside. Down in the corner now to Courtney Spahn. Brings it up high on the block. Lobs it back out here to Sophia McDermott. Now a 3-second violation is called at Hastings. The Broncos hit with a 3-second violation. That's the 7th turnover on the Broncos in the ballgame. 1:35 to play in the first half. Raylene Bushow back out of the ballgame now for Hastings. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back in there. A 5-point lead for Hastings. Ozarks back with the basketball. Kelsey Combs goes over to Morgan Hickey. Out of the far sideline to Vaught. On the wing, here's a Megan Jewell. Drives inside, shoots and scores. Megan Jewell scores a little 10-footer. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 33-30. Ozarks has scored the last 7 points in the ball game here. Cammie Breckman with the ball now for Hastings. Drives, spins at the elbow. Cut off, comes out to Courtney Spahn. Takes the ball inside. She goes for the hole and banks one home. Courtney Spahn now with 5 points in the ball game. It's now 35-30, under a minute to play here in the first half. There's Miranda Vaught with the ball. Vaught comes over here on the right side to Morgan Hickey. They jam it inside to Morgan Smith. First shot over Zwiener. That's going to be no good. Zwiener with a rebound. Outlet pass to Sophia McDermott for Hastings. Gets away down the right sideline. Now stops. Gives away to Cammie Breckman right at the top of the three-point circle. Breckman lobs it inside to Zwiener. She grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Laurel Zwiener scores there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And just like that, Hastings have built that 7-point lead again. 37-30 is the score. Here's a Kelsey Combs with the ball. Kelsey right-handed dribble. We got 19 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll see if Ozarks plays for the final shot here. Kelsey Combs works against Brittany Wong. Goes on the left side to Megan Jewell. Jewel lobs it inside to Morgan Smith. Brings it back to Jewel. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. She drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Megan Jewel has got 10 points in the ball game. 1 second. Here's a shot from half court that's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College and the College of the Ozarks doing battle here tonight. Women's college basketball, a rare Sunday night edition. So far, so good. Hastings shooting the ball pretty well here in this one. After the first half, Hastings with a 5-point lead. It's the Broncos 37, College of the Ozarks 32. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College women's basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. College of the Ozarks and Hastings doing battle here tonight. So far, so good. The Broncos have a 5-point lead at halftime. The score is 37-32. It was nip and tuck throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings eventually build a 7-point lead at 14-7. Also led by 7 points at 17-10. And at 19-12 before Ozarks came back to pull within 2 points at 19-17. It's been kind of a story in this first half. Hastings builds the lead. Ozarks comes back and pulls within a couple of points, but not able to overcome the lead by Hastings. Broncos in at a 28-19 lead, led by 10 points at 1 point, 30-20. But then Ozarks outscored Hastings 10-3 as the Broncos maintained a 33-30 advantage in this first half. And the Broncos right now with a 5-point lead. It is 37-32. Hastings leading by 5 points here at halftime. Scoring in the first half. First of all, for the College of the Ozarks, Megan Jewell is leading the way. She has got 10 points in the ball game thus far for the Bobcats. She has knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 2 2-point field goals, so Megan Jewell has got 10 points. Morgan Smith has got 9. She has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Tara LaRue, has got a couple of field goals, and she is 0 for 3 from the free throw line. She's got 4 points. Kelsey Combs has knocked down a 3-pointer. Miranda Bott has got a 3-pointer for her only score in the first half. Ren Wiebe got a field goal for 2, and Jennifer Nichols, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line and 1 point. College of the Ozarks, 2 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play. A balanced scoring attack for Hastings College. The Broncos got 8 points in the first half for Sophia McDermott. She's knocked down 2 3-pointers in the ball game and 1 2-point field goal. So Sophia has got 8 points in the ball game. Other scores for Hastings: Quincy King has nailed a couple of 3-pointers. She has got 6 points in the contest. Courtney Spahn has got a 3-point field goal and a 2-point field goal. She has got 5 points in the ball game thus far. The other scores for Hastings: Alicia Stadler has hit a couple of field goals and 4 points. Cammie Bruckman has nailed a 3-pointer. And she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points in this first half. Brittany Wong has got a 3-pointer for Hastings for her only score. Frankie Peterson has nailed a tray, and she is 0 for 2 from the free throw line and 3 points. The other scores for Hastings, Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal for two, and Raylene Bushow has got a field goal and 2 points. So Hastings College has used 8 3-pointers here in this first half of play, and the Broncos have built a 5-point lead. It is 37-32 over the College of the Ozarks. We mentioned the Hastings College men. They took a trip down south yesterday and played Mid-America Christian out of Oklahoma City. The Broncos getting beat by a score of 86-84 in that ball game. Derek Fletcher had 26 points for Hastings. Donovan Schultz had 20. Tobin Reinwald had 19 points. The Evangels out-rebounded Hastings in the ball game 45-35, including 19-6 on the offensive end. So the Broncos dropped that ball game. Again, the final score of 86-84 to Mid-America Christian. Hastings now 5-10 in the season. They are 2-4 in the conference. Hastings will take a few days off now for Christmas. They'll play Central Methodist University on January 2nd here at the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll be a 2 o'clock starting time as Hastings will take on Central Methodist. And then the Broncos will get back to the conference on the January 5th when they take on the Doane College Tigers. So Hastings College men losing yesterday to Mid-America Christian out of Oklahoma City by a score of 86-84. Quickly, the shooting numbers in the ball game. In the first half, Hastings connecting on 43% from the field. They were 14 out of 32. Hastings 8 out of 15 on three-pointers for 53%. And the Broncos 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 25%. College of the Ozarks 13 out of 32 for 40%. The Bobcats were 4 out of 8 on three-pointers for 50%. And they were 2 out of 6 from the free throw line for 33%. Hastings out rebounding Ozarks in the first half 25-15, including 8-3 on the offensive end. Hastings with 8 turnovers in the first half compared to 5 for the College of the Ozarks. Hastings with a lead by 5 points, 37-32 over the Bobcats from the College of the Ozarks. Stick around, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up, and then Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize John Malise as our KHAS 1230 Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. John is from Fremont. He's a sophomore at Hastings College, majoring in business administration, and holds a 3.7 GPA. He's a defensive lineman for the Hastings College Broncos, a two-year letter winner, part of the football team that finished 5-5 this year. The Bronco defense was 6th in scoring defense, 4th in pass defense, and 6th in rushing defense. John played in 8 games, recorded 10 tackles, including 1 for a loss. Academically, John is on the 2009-2010 Dean's List and enjoys hunting and outdoor activities. Congratulations to John Malise, this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference.
Be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball game. I am joined in studio now by brand new Bronco head coach Tony Harper of the Hastings College football program. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Coach Harper, just wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about kind of the events last week and just, I guess, first of all, your initial impressions when you got word that you were going to be the next head coach.
Definitely excited. This is a great opportunity for my family and myself, and we've been here now for 5 years, and I've learned a lot from Coach Merck and some other people around here, and I think this is a great school, institution, great community, and I'm not going to lie to you, it was a whirlwind. We've kind of been bouncing around, but we're excited to be a part of this.
Were you surprised that the decision was made so quickly?
I think you never really can be sure in situations like this. I think the positive out of this is it shows you how aggressive Dr. Dudley and Coach Roberts have been throughout this and other members that I have met. I think it just shows the willingness that Hastings College has to go out, make a decision, stick with it, and everybody's on board with.
Okay. I want to take a few minutes to just talk about the football program in general as far as now with you as head coach. Are we going to expect any changes in things in the upcoming months here?
Well, we've been meeting, actually just got done with a staff meeting earlier this afternoon. We've been sitting down and talking about philosophical, what way we want to go from special teams, defense, offense, general recruiting, everything like that. And the main thing that we've sat down and decided on, number one, we got to take care of the student athletes that are here right now. We got to get out and recruit. That's always the lifeblood of a program like Hastings College. And then we got to reevaluate ourselves. We got to look at us from an offensive standpoint, defensive standpoint, and kind of decide what direction we want to go. I know defensively we're going to stay just like we are. We're going to come after people. Offensively, we will continue to run the football. We'll do some different things from a pass standpoint. But it's so early now at this point in time to say, hey, we're going to become this or become that. We just got to reevaluate and identify our priorities.
As far as the football program is concerned, when you bring up the aspects of recruiting, wanted to take a little time to talk about that. Really a huge benefit for Hastings College to make that decision less than a day after Coach Merkowitz announced his retirement, or not retirement, excuse me, announced that he was leaving to go back to his alma mater, that they announced you as head coach. And in the standpoint of recruiting, that's a really huge plus for the college.
It really is. We're very excited about that, you know, and I've been here, like I said, for about 5 seasons now, and anywhere you go in this state and you say we're representative of Hastings College, everybody automatically knows, hey, that's a great community. They got great facilities down there, great love for the institution, but it just helps us to even get our foot in the door a little bit earlier and say, hey, guys, we're proactive on everything. We're trying to keep up, and we want to get better in everything that we do.
Have you had a chance to talk with the players and get their reactions to all of this?
We have. We started calling last night, and there's still some that we got to get in touch with today. It's been very positive. We're excited. They're excited. They all wish Coach Merck and his family the best of luck. This is a new chapter in all of our lives, and I think they're embracing it. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, but it's going to be fun for them, and I think they're on board with us.
I know kind of a little bit of a buzz that's sort of coming up. Do you think that there may be some time in the future where you might want to schedule Coach Merkowitz's Iowa alma mater on the non-conference schedule?
I tell you what, that's a long drive out there to Dubuque, Iowa. We might have to meet halfway between or something, but I think that'd be a great deal seeing him on the other sidelines, because I used to coach against him at some other schools, and I always kind of enjoyed it. Now he got the best of me back then, so we'll see if we can change it up on him this time.
Okay, well, Coach Harper, before we let you go here on the Hastings College Spotlight, just in general, kind of preview the season for us a little bit. How excited are you to get on the sidelines here in the fall?
Extremely excited. I tell you what, we've been calling our guys, and that just gets the juices flowing even more. We come back on January 4th, and we're going to have a team meeting that day, and I'm ready for it to get going now. But we've been talking to the players and the coaches, and we're saying, guys, we're going to go ahead. We're going to jump in full force, get this thing done the right way, but we want to take our time and make sure we're doing what's best for the institution and the football program. But I'm fired up. I'm ready to go spring ball right now if we could.
Okay, well, Coach Harper, once again, brand-new head football coach at Hastings College. We really appreciate you taking the time and joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. And from all of us here at the radio station, congratulations on the new position.
Thank you, and it's an honor getting to know you and talking to you.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
1230 KHAS.
And the second half is underway here. Hastings College has got to lead 37-32. Here's Courtney Spahn out for the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Gets her own rebound, but she was out of bounds. So just underway here in the second half, Hastings College leading the College of the Ozarks by the score of 37-32. The Broncos shot the ball extremely well in the first half, 43.8% from the field, 53% from three-point range, and only 25% from the free-throw line. But Hastings has built a five-point lead. They have led by as many as 10 so far here in the ballgame. There's a running one-hander by Miranda Vaught down the wing. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's Wong, drives her. Scoop shot is up there and in, and she's fouled in the play. Brittany Wong drives. I'll tell you what, the defender was right there. She throws up a prayer, and it goes right through the hole. And now she'll go to the free throw line and try to convert on a three-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Megan Jewell of the College of the Ozarks. So an off-balance shot there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. And now she'll go to the free throw line, and she makes this a three-point play. She had 20 the other day against Briar Cliff. She's got six so far in this ballgame. And Hastings College has now built an eight-point lead again. 40-32, the Broncos have been able to answer each and every call that College of the Ozarks makes on them. Makes a little run, and then Hastings scores a couple of straight points. Here's a shot off of the baseline, up and in there by Megan Jewell. Jewell has now got 12 points in the ball game. It's 40-34. Hastings with a six-point lead. Here's McDermott with the ball now for Hastings. The Broncos shoot into our basket to our right. Wong goes inside to Alicia Stadler, and the shot is up and in. Stadler now has 6 points in the basketball game. It's 42-34. Hastings with an eight-point lead. Here's the College of the Ozarks. Megan Jewell on the elbow. Lobs it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Morgan Smith. The sixth turnover now in the College of the Ozarks. Hastings back the other way. Here's McDermott. Nice pass underneath to Frankie Peterson. Her shot no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Tara LaRue. LaRue for the College of the Ozarks runs her back the other way. And here's a pass to Hickey, and she throws it out of bounds. The pass was high, and they threw it out of bounds. A turnover there on the College of the Ozarks. So Ozarks now with seven turnovers in the ball game. Hastings College has got nine in the ball game. Alicia Stadler comes out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the contest. 17:45 to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings College trying to upset the eighth-ranked team in the country here tonight. Here's Frankie Peterson with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Takes it down to Brittany Wong. Back out to Peterson at the top of the key. Down to a McDermott. She drives down low on the block. Her shot is up there from 7 feet away. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Smith. Smith gets into the hands now of Miranda Vaught. Drives down the lane. Now dishes off to LaRue. LaRue takes it to the right side to Smith, and her shot is up and in. Morgan Smith, a little 10-footer off of the right side of the lane. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. 42-36. Hastings now with a six-point lead. Neither team able to break away here in this basketball game tonight. Here's Frankie Peterson on the deep wing on the left side. College of the Ozarks still in a man-to-man defense. Here's Courtney Spahn down on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by Smith. Smith brings it down the near sideline to Megan Jewell. Jewell, now to Miranda Vaught. Long-range jumper for three is going to be no good. Ball tapped out, is picked up by Wong. Gets the ball ahead, now to McDermott. She drives, stomps, can't put up a shot. Back out to the elbow, Frankie Peterson. She drives it down, and Lehner's shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson now with 5 points in the ball game. George Wilson wanted a traveling call there on Peterson, but he didn't get it. 44-36. Hastings now with an 8-point lead. We approach the 16-minute mark here in the second half. Here's a Tara LaRue at the Megan Jewell. Jewell drives it down the lane and puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Contact made and foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. That's going to be your first team foul, number one in the Broncos here in the second half. Peterson and McDermott check out. Here comes Quincy King into the ball game. Courtney Spahn also checks in for Hastings. Broncos with a 44-36 lead. Here's a Morgan Hickey with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Smith, and her shot rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Spahn. Spahn gets the ball ahead. Now to a Brittany Wong. Brittany dribbles. Now lobs it inside to Laurel Sweeter. Back outside to King. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Megan Jewell. Jewell, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Comes back quickly here for the College of the Ozarks. Out between the rings now to Miranda Vaught. Vaught comes across the top now to Hickey. Inside to Smith. Kicks it back out to LaRue. Spins at the free throw line. Gives it away now to Smith to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong of Hastings. Wong gets the ball ahead to Quincy King down in the corner. Thought about the three. Passed it up. Moves to her right. Feeds inside to Laurel Zwiener. Kicks it out to the elbow. A shot to Cammie Bruckman is up and in. Cammie Bruckman scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings College has built a 10-point lead again. 46-36 with 15:15 remaining here in this second half. Here's Tara LaRue. They get it inside down to Smith. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play by Zwiener. Morgan Smith now has got 13 points in the ball game, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Zwiener picks up her second personal foul. Smith had 22 points against Hastings College last year, when Hastings College beat the College of the Ozarks. Actually, Ozarks won last year's ball game 65-63. That ball game was played down in Point Lookout, Missouri. Morgan Smith to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. So she converts on the 3-point play, and Hastings now with a 7-point lead. 46-39. We've reached the 15-minute mark here in this one. McDermott comes to a Cammie Bruckman. She drives the ball down the left side of the lane, knocks down a defender, puts up a shot, it's up and in. Bruckman scores. Getting up slowly is Ren Wiebe. And she may have turned an ankle there, and she's going to have to be helped off of the floor here at the 14:55 mark of the second half. So Weeby's going to check out here now for the College of the Ozarks. Bruckman took her to the hole. She fell down on the play, maybe turned an ankle just to the left side of the basket, and she's going to have to come out of the ball game now. Checking back in is going to be Kelsey Combs. They've already got one player out, and that's Madison Culpepper. She is with the team tonight, but not suited up. She's a 6-foot senior out of Oklahoma, a girl that's been averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds per game. They hope to get her back maybe by the mid to late part of January. And she was a main cog in the offense. We had a chance to talk to the coaching staff of the College of the Ozarks earlier, so they can ill afford any more injuries. Here's a shot from the free throw line up and in. Megan Jewell scores again. Jewell's been averaging 8 points per ball game. She's got 14 in the contest here tonight against Hastings. And the Bobcats are back within 7. Here's Alicia Stadler, double team. Kicks it down in the corner now to Courtney Spahn. Returns the ball inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Smith. So now it's a 7-point ball game, and the Bobcats come back with the ball. Here's a shot again, up and in. Megan Jewell. She cannot miss. She's got 16 points now in the ball game for the College of the Ozarks. 48-43. Hastings now with a 5-point lead. The Broncos have led this baby from almost the opening tap. Here's Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Cammie Bruckman just inside the free throw circle. Drives it down to paint. Double team. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Really went out of bounds. Stadler grabs it. Stadler comes out to McDermott. 5 seconds on the shot clock. McDermott goes back inside to Stadler. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Stadler down with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead. The Broncos 50 and the Bobcats 43. In the lane. Here's a shot up and in. Miranda Vaught scoring there. She's now got 5 points in the contest. And now head coach Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 13 minutes and 32 seconds to play now in the basketball game. We'll take a break for the score. Hastings 50, College of the Ozarks 45.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, a rare Sunday night edition of Bronco basketball. College of the Ozarks from Point Lookout, Missouri, in town to take on Hastings. 50-45 is the score. It's been a good one here tonight. The biggest lead of the contest has been 10 points by Hastings. Broncos now have a 5-point lead at 50-45. Here's Quincy King, comes across the top to McDermott, down in the corner to Courtney Spahn, little ball fake, moves to her left, fires up a three and scores! Courtney Spahn, now with 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings with an 8-point lead again, 53-45. Ozarks back with the basketball, here's Hickey, pounded inside to Smith, and her shot is up and in. Morgan Smith got away from Alicia Stadler and scores her 16th point, 53-47. Hastings with the lead. Here's Courtney Spahn. On the wing on the left side, goes inside to Alicia Stadler, double team, puts it up off of the window. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Smith. She dribbles out of there, goes to the far sideline now. For the basketball, it's going to be Kelsey Combs. Combs comes out to Miranda Vaught. Vaught now to Emily Walker, who's into the ball game at the top of the key to Hickey. Hickey now top of the key to Combs, sends it inside to Smith. Her shot is no good, and she's fouling the play. So now they're going to work on Alicia Stadler, and Alicia just picked up her third personal foul. Last three or four times down to four, they have got the ball inside to Morgan Smith. And Alicia now with three personal fouls is going to have to check out of the ball game. Morgan Smith to the free throw line. She's got 16 points in the contest now for the Bobcats, and her shot is up there and in. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Stadler comes out. Here comes Wiener into the ball game. Quincy King is also going to check out. Brittany Wong comes back in. So it's now a 53-48 ball game. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Morgan Smith back to the line. Her next shot is up there. It's good. She is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Smith is going to check out. Now Jennifer Nichols comes back in there. So when Alicia checks out, Morgan Smith gets her rest as well. So now the big post players are both on the sidelines here for their respective teams. 53-49. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Broncos with the ball back in their offensive zone. McDermott, top of the key, 3-pointers off of the back iron, no good. Cammie Bruckman with a rebound. Gets it here to Wong on the wing on the right side. Back to Bruckman inside the free throw circle. Now to Courtney Spahn. Brings it back to the right side of the lane. That's Wong with the ball. Now to Sophia McDermott. She dribbles back out to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for the College of the Ozarks. Right side to Brittany Wong. Lobs it inside to Zwiener, and her shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener hits her second field goal of the ball game. Zwiener, the big 6'4" freshman out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. She gets the field goal. Here's a long-range jumper from the outside, a three-pointer by Vaught that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Emily Walker. An offensive board there for the Bobcats. To Kelsey Combs. Down to the right side to Hickey. Her shot is up and in. Morgan Hickey hits a three ball there for the College of the Ozarks. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Ozarks within 3 points. 55-52. 11 minutes and 29 seconds to play. A typical Ozarks-Hastings basketball game here tonight. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Wong dribbles to the top of the key. Gives it away to Spahn. Her three-pointer is put up there. In and out. No good. Rebound Zwiener, and the foul is going to be called. I think Zwiener climbed the back. Yep. Laurel Zwiener picks up the personal foul. So now Hastings has got Stadler with three fouls and Laurel Zwiener with three fouls. We're approaching the 11-minute mark in the ball game. Hastings 55, Ozarks 52. Here's a Kelsey Combs out here in three-point territory. Her pass is going to be deflected, and the ball is loose and is picked up by Brittany Wong. That is the 8th turnover on Ozarks. Hastings back with the ball. Wong comes out to Cammie Bruckman, now left side to Courtney Spahn. Ball high above her head. Now to McDermott, fakes the three. Trying to put up a shot. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener whirls in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Her shot no good. And she's fouling the play. A foul here is going to go on Kelsey Combs of the College of the Ozarks. That's going to be your first team foul. Number 2 on the Bobcats here in the second half of play. Zwiener to the free throw line for Hastings. She has not missed this year. And her shot is up there. It's good. She is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line this season. Frankie Peterson comes back in for Hastings. McDermott comes to the bench. 56-52. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Zwiener's next free throw is up there. That one is missed. No good. And a rebound comes down to the College of the Ozarks. Jennifer Nichols gets the board. So the Broncos have a 4-point lead, 56-52. Here's Miranda Vaught with the ball. Takes it to the right side to Hickey. Hickey now to Combs. Out to the top of the key to Walker, trying to penetrate. We got contact made, and a foul is called. The foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her first. So Frankie picks up her first foul. That's team foul number 5 of the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be College of the Ozarks inbounding the ball right in front of their head coach. He's been around a long time, George Wilson, there at the College of the Ozarks. Bobcats have the ball in their offensive zone. Hickey has got it. Now top of the key, that's a Tara LaRue, who's back into the ball game. They try to go back down low, and it's right off of the fingertips of Jennifer Nichols out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on the College of the Ozarks in the ball game. 10 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Hastings 56, Ozarks 52. Hastings back with the ball. Here's the Brittany Wong, the Courtney Spahn. Now left side to Frankie Peterson. Bruckman at the top of the key. Bruckman looking to drive it. She does. Takes it to the wing on the left side. Lobs it into Zwiener. Double team. Now down on the baseline. Frankie Peterson. Her shot is up there. She misses it. And the rebound comes down to the College of the Ozarks. Kelsey Combs back on the dribble down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Feeds it to the wing. Left side to Emily Walker. Walker down to Tara LaRue. They get it to Morgan Hickey. She pounds it inside again. That's Nichols. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Courtney Spahn has got it. Dribbles behind her back. Gets away from Emily Walker. Comes into the forecourt. Gets it to Brittany Wong now. Brittany inside the free throw circle of Frankie Peterson. Frankie with the ball high above her head. Comes to the right side to Spahn. They get it inside to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener squares around. Works against Nichols. Kicks it out now to Peterson. Peterson drives it down to the deep wing on the right side. Now they kick it back out here. Here's a shot taken by Wong that's going to be no good. The ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by Peterson of Hastings. McDermott comes in for Hastings. Morgan Smith is going to check back in for the College of the Ozarks. Megan Jewell also comes in. 9 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings 56, College of the Ozarks 52. There's a Megan Jewell with the ball now for Ozarks. Right-handed dribble. Picked up there by Brittany Wong. Comes over to Morgan Hickey. Pounds the ball inside to Smith. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Zwiener gets the rebound. So Morgan Smith goes against Zwiener and cannot convert. There's a pass. Nice pass by McDermott and a missed shot there by Peterson. Frankie Peterson wide open underneath the bucket. Nice pass by McDermott. And they can't put one through the hole. Now they work it back inside to Smith. Kicks it back out to Hickey. Now to Tara LaRue. Back inside to Smith. Goes down the lane. Puts it up there. Left-handed shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman down to McDermott. Down on the baseline again to Peterson. Peterson down in the corner on the right side. And now we've got contact made inside and a whistle. And a foul is going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on McDermott. So Sophia McDermott is hit with a personal foul. Here comes Raylene Bushow into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Zwiener. 56-52, Hastings protecting a 4-point lead. Broncos are led by as many as 10 points in the ballgame. The last lead for Ozarks was back there at 7-6 early in the ballgame. Here's Morgan Smith again inside. They kick it back out to Tara LaRue. Her toes right at the top of the 3-point circle. She'll back it out of there. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Megan Jewell back inside to Smith. Her shot over Raylene Bushow is going to be no good. Now we got a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Ozarks. A personal foul here is going to be called here on Morgan Hickey. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's team foul number 3 on the Bobcats in the second half. 56-52 is the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead. 8:08 remaining here in the ballgame. Here's a McDermott with the ball for Hastings, dribbles to the top of the key and then gives it away to Brittany Wong. Dribbles once, comes back to McDermott. McDermott, 4-3, shot is up there, it's off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Ozarks. Morgan Hickey with a rebound. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. That's Emily Walker. Her pass is deflected by McDermott. The ball is brought down by Frankie Peterson. 10 turnovers now on Ozarks. McDermott gets the ball back on the wing on the left side and the foul is going to be called here on Walker. Emily Walker picks up the personal foul for the College of the Ozarks. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Bobcats. Combs comes back in. Here comes Miranda Bott back in now for Ozarks. Frankie Peterson comes out for Hastings. Courtney Spahn comes in. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the game. 56-52. Hastings with a four-point lead. McDermott gets the ball to Cammie Bruckman. Now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn hammers it inside and it'll be off of the fingertips of Raleen Bush out. But a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Morgan Smith. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number five on Ozarks. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. McDermott will trigger it in to Raylene Bushow. She is a double team. Bushow trying to get out of there. Dribbles down on the baseline. Puts it up. Her shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Kelsey Combs. And now she's going to be hacked here in backcourt. A foul here is going to be called on Bushow of Hastings. So Raylene misses a shot and then commits the personal foul in backcourt. That's going to be team foul number seven on Hastings. So now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. And this will be a one-and-one situation. Just like that, Alicia Stadler comes back into the ball game now. So Stadler comes in, Bushow comes out. Stadler will play with three personal fouls. Kelsey Combs to the free throw line. She got 3 points so far tonight. 55% foul shooter of the season. She is 10 out of 18 from the stripe. Puts up the free throw, and that one is good. In the College of the Ozarks, 61% as a team from the free throw line. And the Hastings College lead is now 3 points at 56-53. Combs eyes the bucket. Next shot is up there. That's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound is loose and is brought down by Alicia Stadler. Stadler gets the ball now to McDermott. Here come the Broncos now with a three-point lead. 56-53. McDermott goes over to Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. Brittany takes it to the top of the key, directing some traffic out here. Wong goes to Sophia McDermott. McDermott looks. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. The Broncos a little unorganized here. Here's McDermott inside the three-point circle. A shot no good. Rebound Stadler. Shot no good. Rebound Stadler. The ball knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Hastings will get the fresh shot clock here. 6:58 to play in the ball game. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. McDermott goes to Stadler. Shot is up. There's no good. And she's fouled. Ozark said that maybe Stadler pushed off inside. That's not the case. And the foul is going to go on Morgan Smith. That's going to be her second. So they got Stadler the ball, and she missed the field goal in the lane, but she was fouled in the play. Stadler now the free throw liner. Shot is up there. It's good. That's her first free throw tonight. Stadler with 9 points in the ball game. It's been a balanced attack for Hastings College here tonight. Alicia Stadler will have one more. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn. Big offensive rebound there for Spahn. 57-53. Stadler gets the ball back. Her shot is going to be blocked down there by Smith. Morgan Smith picks it up and goes to Combs. So the Broncos have a four-point lead, 57-53. Here's Combs with the ball now for the College of the Ozarks. Comes over to Miranda Vaught. Vaught now to Jewell. Jewell takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Tara LaRue. LaRue dribbling to the right side, picked up by Courtney Spahn. Now to Miranda Vaught again. She drives it down the lane, puts up a shot. No good. She's fouling the play. Sophia McDermott is going to be guilty of the foul. That's going to be her second. 57-53 is the score. Going to the free throw line for Hastings, actually for a College of the Ozarks, will be Miranda Vaught. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 66% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She will get one more. So Hastings with a four-point lead, 57-53. And now the Broncos going with a taller lineup as Laurel Zwiener comes in. So it's going to be a team with Alicia Stadler, along with Courtney Spahn and Cammie Bruckman and Sophia McDermott. So Wong comes out. Hastings will go with the big twin towers here with 6:26 to play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Miranda Vaught. Now George Wilson, the head coach at the College of the Ozarks, wants to call a timeout. So Hastings calls, or the College of the Ozarks will call a timeout here. 6:26 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 57, Ozarks 54.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
6'4" Zwiener and the 6'1" Stadler is in the ball game for Hastings College. 6.5 minutes to play, 57-54. Hastings working against some pressure here in backcourt. Here's a Sophia McDermott. She wrestles the ball away from a couple of Ozark players. Now she comes on the near sideline to Courtney Spahn in the offensive zone. Courtney Spahn dribbles to the top of the key. Gives it away to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman dribbling inside the ring. Gives it away to McDermott. 8 seconds on the shot clock. McDermott backs up, fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is taken away from Zwiener. It's brought down by Tara LaRue. And now Ozarks has the basketball with a chance to tie the ball game. 57-54. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Here's the Kelsey Combs with the ball now for the College of the Ozarks. Hastings still in the man-to-man. Here's a long-range three. Good. Megan Jewell hits a three ball. She's got 19 points, and Ozarks has tied the ball game, 57-57 with 5:37 to play. Hastings back with the ball. Laurel Zwiener comes over here on the wing to McDermott. Back inside to Stadler. Down to the free throw line, Spahn, and she is down on the play. Courtney Spahn is knocked down. Her shot would not go, but she is hammered on the play by Miranda Vaught. Vaught picks up her first. So Ozarks has tied the ball game, 57-57. Hastings has had as much as a 10-point lead here in the contest. Hastings led at halftime by 5, 37-32. And Courtney Spahn to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her shot is up and in. Spahn is 8th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage. She is hitting 80% of her free throw tosses this year. She is now 29 out of 36 in the free throw line this year. Spahn will have one more. Shot is up there. She misses that one. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Left touch by Tara LaRue. Zwiener had her hands on it. Then went ricocheting off of the hands of Tara LaRue. It goes out of bounds, so Hastings will play things in. 58-57. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball with 5.5 to play. Spahn has got it deep in the corner on the right side. Her pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. It's picked up here by the College of the Ozarks. Miranda Vaught has got the ball for Ozarks. Now to Kelsey Combs. Here come the Bobcats back in their offensive zone. Combs picked up there by McDermott of Hastings. To the left side, grabbing the ball there is Megan Jewell. Jewell now to Vaught. Her shot for three is up there. It's good again. Miranda Vaught scores. She's got 9 points. Now Ozarks has the first lead in a long, long time. Ozarks 60, Hastings 58 with 4:56 to play. That's their first lead since Ozarks led 7-6 with 14:26 to play in the first half. Here's Brittany Wong, now to Courtney Spahn. They get it inside to Stadler. Stadler double-team, comes out to Wong. Now right side on the wing to Spahn. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tara LaRue for the Ozarks. College of the Ozarks with the ball now in a two-point lead. It's 60-58. Here's a Kelsey Combs with the ball. Combs now to Vaught, picked up by Courtney Spahn. Top of the key, Megan Jewell, traveling violation. 11 turnovers in the ball game now for the College of the Ozarks. Courtney Spahn comes out. Here comes Brittany Wong back into the ball game for Hastings. Quincy King is going to come in, and Laurel Zwiener will come to the bench. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings College is now down by 2 points at 60-58. Ozarks now applying some pressure here in backcourt. It's Sophia McDermott bringing the ball up against Megan Jewell. Gets around Jewell into the offensive zone. Now feeds near side. Quincy King, 4-3. It's off of the front iron. No good. Ball tipped out. It's picked up by Miranda Vaught. Vaught has got it down for the College of the Ozarks. She gets it out of the hands of Tara LaRue. We're approaching the 4-minute mark. Hastings down by 2 points. It's 60-58. Here's Kelsey Combs with the ball. The 8th-ranked Bobcats in a fight here tonight. Now they throw the ball away. Combs throws the ball into the Ozarks bench down here. The 12th turnover on the Bobcats. And now head coach Jeff Dittman calls a timeout for the Broncos. Hastings calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ball game. It is the College of the Ozarks, ranked number 8 in the country, with the lead over Hastings. The Bobcats 60, the Broncos 58.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, 8 out of 15 on three-pointers in the first half of play, just 1 out of 8 in the second half. 60 to 58. The College of the Ozarks have come from 10 points down to lead Hastings now in the final 4 minutes of this ball game. The Broncos will be taking a few days off, too, for the holidays. Their next action after this one will be down in the Tabor Classic in Hillsboro, Kansas. They're going to play on New Year's Eve at 6 o'clock against Tabor. Then they'll play on January 1st, New Year's Day, against Sterling College. Sterling is the 10th-ranked team in the country. They have a record right now of 9 wins and 1 loss. Hastings will get back to conference action, both the men and women, on January 5th. That'll be a doubleheader against the Doane College Tigers right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings trailing by 2, 60 to 58. Broncos with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Quincy King. King takes the ball to the free throw line now on the right side of the lane. There's Brittany Wong out to Sophia McDermott. Ozark still in a man-to-man defense. Left side to a Frankie Peterson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Frankie dribbles inside the free throw circle. Has to get rid of it to McDermott. McDermott moves to her right. Fires it up. Off an off-balance three-pointer shot. No good. And a shot clock violation. That one did not draw iron. So Hastings did not work that one very well coming out of the timeout. McDermott throws up an off-balance three-pointer there at the end of the shot clock. That did not draw iron. And now with 3:25 to play, it's the College of the Ozarks with a basketball and a two-point lead, 60 to 58. Here's Kelsey Combs with the ball. Now to Megan Jewell. Free throw line extended right side. Jewell with the ball high above her head. Comes out to Miranda Vaught. Now we got some contact made underneath the bucket there. Getting up off the floor was Tara LaRue, and a foul is going to be called on Alicia Stadler. That is number 4 on Stadler. So Tara LaRue to the free throw line now for the College of the Ozarks. She's got just 4 points tonight. She is averaging 11.5 in the season, a 51% foul shooter in the season. She's 0 of 3 from the line as she hits this one. LaRue will have one more. Now Ozarks, they have the biggest lead of the ball game for them, 61 to 58. Coming in is going to be Courtney Spahn. Coming out is going to be Frankie Peterson. Tara LaRue back to the free throw line now for the College of the Ozarks. 61-58. Bobcats have the lead. Free throw is up and in. 62-58 in favor of the Bobcats. Hastings with the ball. Here's Wong, and she's going to met here. And the foul is going to go on Miranda Vaught. Vaught just puts her shoulder into Brittany Wong and commits the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bobcats. Hastings has got 9 team fouls. Going to the free throw line for Hastings, Brittany Wong. She's got 6 points in the ball game tonight. 1 of 1 from the free throw line, and her shot is up and in. She'll get one more as she hits the front end of the 1 and 1. Hastings now within 3 points again at 62 to 59. So plenty of time, 3:07 left here in this ball game. Here comes the next shot by Wong. That one is good. So Zwiener comes in, Alicia Stadler comes out. So Zwiener is going to play defense now for Hastings with Alicia Stadler with 4 personal fouls. You'll see that sub made here several times in the final 3 minutes. Here's a College of the Ozarks back with the basketball. Miranda Vaught drives inside. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound by the Ozarks. In fact, Vaught gets her own rebound. Comes out to Megan Jewell. Now inside. Here's a shot by Smith. Puts it up there left-handed. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener now to Quincy King. To Courtney Spahn. Spahn kicks it back out on the wing. A three-pointer by McDermott. She drains a three-pointer. Sophia McDermott hits a big three. That gives Hastings a one-point lead. 63-62. Sophia McDermott hits a big three-pointer from the left side of the lane. 2.5 minutes to play. Here's College of the Ozarks. Megan Jewell for three. She answers it right back. Megan Jewell hits a three-pointer for the College of the Ozarks. Now Ozarks with a 65-63 lead. 2:14 to play here in the ball game. McDermott throws it to the far side, nearly threw it out of bounds. It's saved by King. It's into the backcourt and an over and back violation. The Broncos just turn it over for the 10th time tonight. Boy, Megan Jewell, a girl that's been averaging 8 points per ball game, has stepped up her game tonight. 22 points in the ball game for the College of the Ozarks. McDermott comes out. Back into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Cammy Bruckman. Here's Ozarks now back with the basketball. Smith from the elbow. Her shot is off of the right side. No good. Rebounded, though, by Kelsey Combs. Back out to a Miranda Vaught. We're under 2 minutes to play. Here's a Kelsey Combs to the ball inside to Smith. Now left side to a Tara LaRue. Comes across the top to Megan Jewell. 19 seconds left in the shot clock. And now we've got a foul away from all the action again. It's going to go on Hastings. A foul is going to go on Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman picks up her first, and that's going to send Miranda Vaught to the free throw line. Vaught is one of two from the line so far tonight. 65-63 is the score. Hastings down by two. Here's a shot from the line. It's up and off of the back iron. No good. She'll have one more. Alicia Stadler comes back in. Sophia McDermott comes back in for Hastings. 1:49 to play at 65-63. Ozarks with a two-point lead. Miranda Vaught's next free throw is up there. It's around the rim and down. She's now in double figures, 10 points. So still a one-possession ball game at 66-63. Here's Sophia McDermott, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. McDermott gives the ball to Courtney Spahn. Now to a Quincy King on the wing. Out on top again to Brittany Wong. The ball tipped away from Vaught, but it's picked up here. Hastings still in possession. Courtney Spahn takes the ball into the lane. Her shot is going to be off of the iron. No good. Too hard. Rebound comes down to Tara LaRue. Now to Megan Jewell. The Broncos need to play some defense right here. 1:20 to play in the ball game. 66-63. Ozarks with the lead. Bobcats have the ball. Megan Jewell. Jewell goes to Miranda Vaught at the top of the key. Now to Tara LaRue. LaRue now to Kelsey Combs at the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Jewell. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Megan Jewell, a little ball fake and a traveling violation. Jewell fakes the ball out there in three-point territory. He's going to drive it to the hole, and a traveling violation is called. And now we've got a timeout. 1 minute and 1 second to play here in the basketball game. A full timeout here as Hastings wants to talk things over. College of the Ozarks with a lead. The Bobcats 66, Hastings College 63.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
66-63. College of the Ozarks with a lead here over Hastings College in the final stages of this ballgame. Bronco basketball tonight. Here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos beat Iowa Wesleyan earlier this year. They were a rated team. Beat them 69-64. They lost to second-ranked Davenport to begin the season at 89-85. The Broncos right now seeing the eighth-rated team here in this ball game, and they're trailing 66-63. Still 61 seconds left in the ball game. Hastings with the ball, just a one-possession ball game. McDermott hustles into the forecourt. Now for the Broncos to Brittany Wong, out on top to Quincy King. King holds it now to Sophia McDermott over here. Out to Courtney Spahn at the top of the key. Now to McDermott. Here's Wong. Lobs it inside now to Alicia Stadler. Her shot over Smith is going to be no good. Dances off of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Tara LaRue. 37 seconds to play. LaRue has got the ball here in backcourt. Now to Megan Jewell. Jewell works here against the Brittany Wong. Jewell dribbles behind her back, brings it into the offensive zone with 27 seconds to play. Hastings needs a defensive stop right here. 66-63, 20 seconds to play. Miranda Vaught with 9 seconds on the shot clock to Tara LaRue. Kicks it out to Miranda Vaught around the screen. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Vaught drives to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Smith. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouling the play. With 9.5 seconds to play. A foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Courtney Spahn. That's going to be her second. So now 9.5 seconds to play. Morgan Smith to the free throw line for the College of the Ozarks. And we've got a timeout. Hastings calls the timeout with 9.5 seconds to play. It is the College of the Ozarks 66, Hastings College 63.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos can't pull this one out. This will be a tough one to swallow. Hastings dominated for the entire first half. Had a five-point lead. We call it domination, but Hastings basically in control throughout the first 20 minutes. Had a 10-point lead several times. Led by 5 points at halftime. But then the College of the Ozarks just hung around. Hastings could not put this team away. And they eventually came back to tie the score with 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the ball game. And now Ozarks with a 3-point lead, 66-63. Morgan Smith to the free throw line, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She is a 73% foul shooter on the season. Smith, 39 out of 53 coming into the basketball game here tonight. So 9.5 seconds to play. Hastings is down by 3 points at 66-63. And Morgan Smith to the free throw line. The sophomore from Nixon, Missouri, puts it up there, and the shot is good. So Smith now with 19 points in the basketball game. She'll have another shot right here. That gives Ozarks a 4-point lead, 67-63. Next shot is up there. It's good. Morgan Smith, a perfect 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. She hits 2 right there to give Ozarks a 5-point lead. And now we got a timeout. 9.5 seconds to play. We'll take a break. Ozarks leading Hastings 68-63.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So 9.5 seconds to play. College of the Ozarks out on top of Hastings College by a score of 68-63. Last year, Ozarks knocked off Hastings 65-63 down in Point Lookout, Missouri. So it is 68-63. Hastings trailing here in the ballgame. And the Broncos as much as a 10-point lead here in this basketball game here tonight. But Ozarks comes back to tie things up at the 5:37 mark of the second half. And now they've got a 5-point lead at 68-63. Hastings will inbound the ball. Alicia Stadler will inbound it for Hastings. Gets it into a Brittany Wong. Hastings needs a quick field goal here. Wong will go out on the left side to a Quincy King. Bounce pass underneath. They get it to Stadler. Her shot is up and in. Stadler down with 11 points in the ball game, and time's going to run out. Hastings is going to drop this one by 3 points at 68-65. So the College of the Ozarks comes back and beats Hastings College here tonight. This will be a tough one to swallow, I'm sure, with head coach Jeff Dittman in the ball game here tonight. Hastings with a 5-point lead at halftime, 37-32. They can't hang on as the College of the Ozarks comes back to beat Hastings College tonight by 3. Final score, the Bobcats 68, Hastings 65. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
The Osgood Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. The College of the Ozarks comes to town and beats Hastings College in women's basketball tonight. Final score of 68-65 in favor of the College of the Ozarks. So Hastings drops to 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. Ozarks now improves to 9 wins and 3 losses. Hastings will now be off until they play in the Tabor Classic in Hillsboro, Kansas, coming up during the New Year's break. It'll be Hastings taking on Tabor at 6 o'clock on New Year's Eve down in Hillsboro, and then Hastings will play 10th-ranked Sterling College on New Year's Day beginning at 1 o'clock, and then the Broncos will get back to conference action on January the 5th at home against the Doane College Tigers. Meanwhile, the College of the Ozarks, 9 wins, 3 losses on the season. They will play tomorrow. Tomorrow night they'll play Concordia in Seward, so they'll head back. They're making their headquarters in Lincoln, and they'll head back to Lincoln tonight. They'll play Concordia tomorrow in Seward. So College of the Ozarks, ranked number 8 in the country, come to Nebraska and beat Hastings College here tonight, 68-65. Hastings had a 10-point lead in the first half at 30-20. They led throughout much of the first half by 7. Led by 14-7, 17-10, 19-12, but could not put this team away. College of the Ozarks pulled within 5 points at halftime, 37-32, hung around in the second half, eventually tied the score at 57-57, went ahead at 60-58 with 4:56 to play, and then held on down the stretch as Morgan Smith had a couple of free throws with 9.5 seconds to play to give College of the Ozarks a 68-63 advantage. Elisa Stadler getting the final field goal for Hastings, and the Broncos drop one here tonight to the Bobcats from the College of the Ozarks. Hastings getting 11 points tonight from Elisa Stadler, 11 from Sophia McDermott, 9 points from Courtney Spahn, 8 points from Brittany Wong, 8 points for Cammy Bruckman. Also scoring tonight, Quincy King, she had 6, Frankie Peterson had 5, Laurel Zwiener had 5 points in the ball game, and 2 for Raylene Bushow. College of the Ozarks led by Megan Jewell, 22 points in the ball game tonight, 10 in the first half, 12 in the second half. That's a girl that's been averaging 8.6 on the season. Morgan Smith ended up with 20. Miranda Vaught had 10 points, so they put 3 players in double figures tonight. The other scorers, Kelsey Combs had 4. Morgan Hickey had 3, 2 for Ren Wiebe, and 1 for Jennifer Nichols. Unofficially, Hastings hitting 7 out of 11 from the free throw line, 12 out of 20 for the College of the Ozarks. Hastings College drops one here tonight to the Bobcats from the College of the Ozarks. Final score, 68-65. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances?
Beaman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beaman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beaman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beaman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Back at Lynn Farrell Arena, again, the College of the Ozarks knock off Hastings College tonight in women's basketball. Final score is 68-65. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos putting two players in double figures tonight. Sophia McDermott, 11 points. She had 8 in the first half, had 3 more in the second half. Alicia Stadler held to just 4 points in the first half, came back with 7 in the second half. She has 11 for the ball game. Courtney Spahn had 9 points in the contest. And then Brittany Wong and Cammy Breckman with 8 points apiece, all candidates for Player of the Game. And we'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the Player of the Game from the Hastings Tribune.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Sophia McDermott. She comes up with 3 3-pointers in the ball game. A couple of those crucial as Hastings was trying to hang on to their lead there in the second half. Sophia McDermott ends up with 11 points in the ball game. She was 4 out of 13 from the field, 3 out of 8 on those 3-pointers. Pulls down a couple of rebounds, had 11 points in the ball game, had 1 steal and 1 assist in 33 minutes of playing time. But Hastings College unable to hold on here tonight, as the College of the Ozarks outscore the Broncos 36-28 in the second half. They beat Hastings by 3 points, final score of 68-65. Stick around, the coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College dropping this one to the College of the Ozarks, 68-65. Final numbers in the ball game tonight. Hastings ended up shooting 24 of 71 from the field for just 33%. 25% in the second half. They were just 10 out of 39. Hastings hitting 10 out of 23 on three-pointers for 43%. 7 out of 13 from the free-throw line, 53%. Ozarks hitting 50% of their shots in the second half. They were 24 out of 54 for the ball game. They ended up shooting 44% for the contest. 8 of 14 on three-pointers for 57%. 12 out of 19 from the free-throw line for 63%. As head coach Jeff Dittman joins us on the postgame, and I already mentioned it, Coach, it's going to be a tough one to swallow after I thought we dominated the first half of play.
Well, it's even tough because I think we led up until, what, last 4 or 5 minutes. They hit a three with maybe even 3 minutes to go, and that was their first lead. So that's what we talked about in the locker room, is that we have to figure out how to win the last 5 minutes of these close games against quality teams. We had made some improvements with the Concordia game, pulling a win out there, but we made some mistakes. We missed some box outs, gave them some extra second shots, made some fouls that were not necessary type fouls, and put them at the free throw line, and gave them some easy buckets down the stretch where they contested everything, and we didn't get an easy look in the last 3 minutes.
Hastings had 8 3-pointers in the first half. Is that a simple case? We live by the three and we die by the three, because we hit two in the second half.
You know, what it was in the first half, we made the extra pass all the half, and great shot fakes, great penetration and kickouts, and we got people wide open shots, and they hit them in the second half. And especially in the last 3-4 minutes, we had a lot of one-on-one play. It's not people trying to make a name for themselves or anything. It's just people trying to make a play to help us win. And instead of making that extra pass again like we had made the first 30 minutes of the game, we took that tough shot, that contested shot, and didn't hit it. And that was a big part of our offensive dilemma in the last 5 minutes.
As a result, they outscore us, 36-28 in the second half.
Well, and again, it's probably down that last stretch where that last 5-6 points was the key to it. Going into the last 5 minutes, it was probably about even scoring. So, again, it's about finishing. It's about having the maturity to finish ball games.
Yeah, like we said, they led the entire ball game, made a marker, 5-37. They tied the score at 57 points apiece, and like I said, we just couldn't finish at the end.
Yeah, it's just a tough thing. They're a great team, and that's why they're number 8 in the country. They've got some veteran players, and they knew number 10 just really hit some big shots for them. Their post, Smith got a couple of free throws, got a couple of offensive boards. Again, key players making key plays down the stretch for them, and we just came up a little short in that area.
And Megan Jewell, she's been averaging 8.6 points per ball game, comes up with 22 in the contest tonight. That's the number 10 you were talking about. She killed us plenty of times tonight.
You know, and she hit tough shots. We had Brittany all over her, and Brittany's guarded a lot of All-Americans lately, and she looked just as good as any first-team All-Americans we faced all season. So you're right. But on the other side of it, it wasn't a case of where we got caught sleeping or we were trying to help on something else, and she burned us. I think we tried to guard her straight up. She just showed that she's a heck of a shooter tonight.
Alicia got in a little bit of foul trouble late. They really went to work with Morgan Smith inside.
Yeah. You know, Morgan's a tough matchup for us. Now, I did think Laurel came in and really contested a lot of her shots well. She had a couple of big three-point plays where she got the bucket and the foul because we let her go baseline on the left side with her left hand. But overall, I think Laurel did a nice job of contesting it, turning around, getting the board. That was one of her better defensive performances of the year.
That's the 8th-ranked team. That's how close we are, Coach. And you got to have a mixed reaction coming out of the ball game. We played well enough to win, but disappointed we didn't get one.
You know, that's just it. And again, that's the frustration we talked about, is we did a lot of great things tonight. And we really outplayed them for the majority of the ball game. But you have to win the last 5 minutes, and that's where we fell short again tonight. So it's back to the drawing board, and we'll keep working. And I think the good news is that we know we can beat a team in the 5-10 range. Now we got to go do it.
Okay.
And we're going to get an opportunity in about 10 days.
Yeah, you got a chance on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day against Sterling College down at the Tabor Classic. So another ranked opponent will get right back into the GPAC conference season. What about the second half of the season? Now, you still feel confident that this is a team that can make some noise as we head down the stretch?
Well, you know, we've got the 2 non-conference games, and those are big, again, for establishing that, okay, we're capable of playing in a top 10 team out of conference. Then you get into the conference, and a real key for us is to try and move up to a position where you're 4th in the conference. I'm not sure that Northwestern, Morningside, and USF are going to lose a lot of ball games. So that really becomes critical then, that we can move up into that number 4. Well, then if you're number 4 in the GPAC, that usually means you're somewhere between 15 and 20. And so that will be our main focus right now is again, just win after win, doing what we can. But we've got some ground to make up with some losses early in the season that, you know, home court losses that will definitely be haunting us all season.
There's a formula. We know how this thing works. Now, we were maybe in the same position last year talking about trying to scratch our way in. There's a formula to get into the national tournament.
Yeah, you have to win your home games, and you got to go out on the road and win the games you're supposed to win. And then you got to figure out how to battle the 50-50 games. And right now we haven't done well in the 50-50 games.
Okay, well, enjoy your holiday, and we'll get back at it after the Christmas break.
All right, thank you.
Bud. That's Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one here tonight, 68-65 to the College of the Ozarks. We'll take one final break. We'll come back right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting, featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
The College of the Ozarks come out in the second half and shoot 11 out of 22 from the field for 50%. They were 4 out of 6 on three-pointers for 66%, and they're 10 out of 13 from the free-throw line. They outscore Hastings College in the second half 36-28. They erase a early 10-point deficit, and they knock off Hastings College tonight by the score of 68-65. The rebounding numbers, College of the Ozarks out-rebounding Hastings tonight 42-41, the leading rebounder for Hastings in the ball game tonight was Alicia Stadler. She had 8 points. So Stadler just missing a double-double. She had 11 points and 8 rebounds in the ball game. 9 rebounds for Tara LaRue tonight for the College of the Ozarks. So Hastings College dropping one. They're now 7-8 on the season. And again, they'll take off a few days now and get ready for the Tabor Classic coming up. They'll take on Tabor on New Year's Eve at 6 o'clock down in Hillsboro, Kansas. And they'll play 10th-ranked Sterling on New Year's Day at 1 o'clock. That's a team that is currently 9-1 in the season. They'll take on Doan then when they get back to the conference action on January 5th. That'll be a home game here at the Osborne Sports Complex. College of the Ozarks from Point Lookout, Missouri. They come to town. They beat Hastings tonight. They are now 9-3 in the season. They will head back to Lincoln tonight, spend a night in Lincoln, and then go to Seward tomorrow to take on the Concordia Bulldogs tomorrow night in Seward. So that'll wrap up things from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Again, Hastings College dropping one to the College of the Ozarks, 68-65. My producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.